Those in Prison, Reading 4, Temptations and Help. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, Set now these worn-out clouts and rags under the joints of thy hands beneath the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the pit. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Jeremiah 38. The pit into which they let down Jeremiah the prophet signifies the truth of doctrine falsified, the prophet signifying the truth of doctrine, and to let down into the pit signifying to be falsified. The old cast-off and worn-out things by which he was drawn out signify the vindication and restitution of the truth of doctrine by means of such goods and truths of the sense of the letter of the word as had not been perceived and understood, and therefore had been neglected and rejected. This is the signification of these old things. Why otherwise would it be mentioned in the divine word that the prophet was drawn out by means of such things? Apocalypse Explained, 537, Section 17. And the prince of the jailhouse gave into Joseph's hand all the bound ones that were in the jailhouse, and whatever they did there, he was the doer. Nor did the prince of the jailhouse see anything of all that was in his hand, because Yehovah was with him, and that which he did, Yehovah made prosper. Genesis 39. Thus by the prince of the prison house gave into Joseph's hand all the bound ones that were in the prison house is signified truth governing in a state of temptations from himself over all falsities. That is, that the truth by which he governed falsities in a state of temptations was from himself. Here, and in what follows to the end of this chapter, in the internal sense, the subject treated of is the Lord. How he from his own power governed in a state of temptations, that is, overcame the hells, which were in evils and falsities, and were continually pouring them into mankind. Arcana Celestia 50:45. And it was after these words that they sinned, the butler of the king of Egypt and the baker, to their lord the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was enraged over two of his chamberlains, over the prince of the butlers and over the prince of the bakers. And he put them under guard in the house of the prince of the guards, to the jailhouse, the place where Joseph was bound. And the prince of the guards appointed Joseph over them, and he ministered to them. And they were days under guard. Genesis 40. Joseph came to them in the morning and saw them, and behold, they were gloomy. Genesis 40, verse 6. Who were bound in the prison house, that this signifies, which were among falsities, is evident from the signification of being bound in a prison house as being to be among falsities. They who are in falsities, and still more, they who are in evils, are said to be bound and in prison, not that they are in any bond, but for the reason that they are not in freedom. For those who are not in freedom are interiorly bound. For they who have confirmed themselves in falsity are no longer in any freedom to choose and receive truth. And they who have much confirmed themselves in it are not even in freedom to see the truth, still less to acknowledge and believe it. For they are in the persuasion that falsity is truth, and truth falsity. This persuasion is such that it takes away all freedom to think anything else, and consequently holds the very thought in bonds, and as it were, in prison. Arcana Celestia 50:96. But they who are not in confirmed falsity, that is, in the persuasion of falsity, easily admit truths, and see and choose them and are affected with them, and afterward see falsities as it were beneath themselves, and also see how they who are in the persuasion of falsity are bound. These are in so much freedom that in view and thought they can, as it were, range through the whole heaven to innumerable truths. But no one can be in this freedom unless he is in good. For from good man is in heaven, and in heaven truths appear from good. Arcana 1596, Section 2. Questions. What is the meaning of the old rags used in the rescue of Jeremiah from the pit? What prophet function in your life would you like to see rescued from the pit? Notice how Joseph, himself bound in the prison house, came to the other prisoners in keeping with the Lord's admonition of Matthew 25. I was in prison and you came to me. What lessons can be drawn from this observation? Arcana 5096 at the end speaks of mental bonds which take away all freedom to think of anything else. What mental bindings are common in the different ages of life? How do they hold people back? How are breakthroughs achieved? Do you know what your inner bonds are that keep you entrapped in certain areas of life? What would it look like to be helped or to help others?